Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I really enjoy travelling. When I go places, I prefer to stay in a hostel. It's cheap, it's usually in a convenient location, and it's open around the clock. Many people think sharing a room for the night with other people is rather difficult, but I enjoy meeting new people that way. A nice hostel and atmosphere is rather home-like, with people eating in the kitchen and doing the washing up later. Though they aren't family, it's just more intriguing for me that way.
Speaker B.
I think I can truly relax only in a luxurious hotel. I love it when I don't have to think about a single detail when I'm on holiday. I can eat all I want, whenever I want. Use the gym and the pool and go to an amazingly clean beach when at the seaside. All my necessities are taken care of before I even think of them. My family never goes to any hotel but a 5-star one. I know it's expensive, but as I see it, it's worth every penny.
Speaker C. When my family takes long road trips, we stay at motels. My mum usually chooses the nicer ones, of course. Some of them even have outdoor heated pools. Then we really enjoy it, as both my sister and I love swimming. Yet, once in a while, we are unlucky and end up in a room with messy floors or dirty bathrooms. When that happens, my mum asks for a refund and, as a rule, she gets her money back. There was only one time when that didn't happen.
Speaker D. There was one holiday when my family spent 2 days at a very nice bed and breakfast in France. It was this lovely little cottage up in the mountains, and the view was spectacular. There is something peaceful about family-run hotels like that. The rooms were incredibly cosy, and the food was homemade. There were very few neighbours, so we didn't have all the big hotel noise. That place spoilt me for any other hotel.
Speaker E.
Who needs a hotel room when the sky can be your ceiling? I wouldn't trade camping for any luxurious hotel room. I love the fresh air at night and the stars above my head when I fall asleep. When the weather is bad, I put up my tent. Otherwise, a sleeping bag is quite enough for me. I understand some people don't like the inconvenience of cooking on the fire and a bathroom in the woods, but they add charm to camping, if you ask me.
Speaker F.
I don't like being on the road a lot when I'm on holiday, so my family usually rents a cottage by the ocean for 2 weeks every summer. Such places have a private beach and even a swimming pool if you don't like swimming in the ocean. The only drawback of a seaside hotel is the cooking. At the hotel, the food is provided for every meal, and at the cottage, we're in charge of our own food. But we make do. We grill, have picnics, or go out to eat.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I really enjoy travelling. When I go places, I prefer to stay in a hostel. It's cheap, it's usually in a convenient location, and it's open around the clock. Many people think sharing a room for the night with other people is rather difficult, but I enjoy meeting new people that way. A nice hostel and atmosphere is rather home-like, with people eating in the kitchen and doing the washing up later. Though they aren't family, it's just more intriguing for me that way.
Speaker B.
I think I can truly relax only in a luxurious hotel. I love it when I don't have to think about a single detail when I'm on holiday. I can eat all I want, whenever I want, use the gym and the pool, and go to an amazingly clean beach when at the seaside. All my necessities are taken care of before I even think of them. My family never goes to any hotel but a five-star one. I know it's expensive, but as I see it, it's worth every penny.
Speaker C. When my family takes long road trips, we stay at motels. My mum usually chooses the nicer ones, of course. Some of them even have outdoor heated pools. Then we really enjoy it, as both my sister and I love swimming. Yet, once in a while, we are unlucky and end up in a room with messy floors or dirty bathrooms. When that happens, my mum asks for a refund and, as a rule, she gets her money back. There was only one time when that didn't happen. Speaker D.
There was one holiday when my family spent 2 days at a very nice bed and breakfast in France. It was this lovely little cottage up in the mountains, and the view was spectacular. There is something peaceful about family-run hotels like that. The rooms were incredibly cozy, and the food was homemade. There were very few neighbours, so we didn't have all the big hotel noise. That place spoilt me for any other hotel.
Speaker E.
Who needs a hotel room when the sky can be your ceiling? I wouldn't trade camping for any luxurious hotel room. I love the fresh air at night and the stars above my head when I fall asleep. When the weather is bad, I put up my tent. Otherwise, a sleeping bag is quite enough for me. I understand some people don't like the inconvenience of cooking on the fire and a bathroom in the woods, but they add charm to camping, if you ask me.
Speaker F.
I don't like being on the road a lot when I'm on holiday, so my family usually rents a cottage by the ocean for 2 weeks every summer. Such places have a private beach, and even a swimming pool if you don't like swimming in the ocean. The only drawback of a seaside hotel is the cooking. At the hotel, the food is provided for every meal, and at the cottage, we're in charge of our own food. But we make do. We grill, have picnics, or go out to eat.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.